Before we turn to the Word of God, just a few apologies. We've had a few technical problems today, so there was no new sheet, and neither is there the live stream. We hope to get some of that rectified by this evening. And then, could I just draw your attention to the service that took place yesterday in Salisbury, the ordination service. There is a YouTube, and you can look at that service. It was a blessing to be there at the ordination of Daniel Tribe to the Christian ministry. It was a blessing to hear his testimony of how the Lord called him by grace and then called him into the ministry. He was very reluctant, but the Lord made it abundantly plain that the Lord had, he had called him to the ministry. It was a privilege to be there. And it was a privilege for three of us ministers to join the elders in Salisbury in the laying on of hands. So do pray for Daniel. Do pray for him as he now sets forth in a life of service for the Lord in a special way there in Salisbury, but in the other congregations. Do pray for him. He hopes to be here. He's going to cover the pulpit for half of June whilst I'm away ministering in other places. So do remember him and Jenny and the children there at this time. And do continue to remember the church in Salisbury. Let's pray for Pastor Fakwe and the church there. The Lord will continue to bless them. Well, we return this morning to Psalm 71. Psalm 71, and this morning we come to verse 9. Last week we considered verse 8, and there's a contrast, isn't it? Well, verse 9, cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth. Dear congregation, having made known his desire that in holy amazement he would praise the Lord, he now has another plea, knowing his total need he has of the Lord. Just notice verse 9, cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth. Now, as we saw a few weeks ago, he looked back and he could consider past dealings, past experiences of the Lord's help and goodness towards him. Whilst he was young, he found divine help there to assist him. Just notice verse 5, for thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. He came to faith, children. It's the best time to come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, he came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and he found help. Consider how he trusted the Lord when the bear came and the lion came. Consider how he trusted the Lord when there was Goliath standing before him and how he was helped. And on other occasions, he could look back and he could consider how the Lord helped him. He had, as we considered last week, a testimony of experience. And we have a testimony of experience. The experiences we've gone through and how the Lord has come and helped us. Well, he could look back, but he was well aware he needed fresh supplies of the Lord's grace and mercy. Fresh supplies from heaven. And in light of that, he prays in verse 9, cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth. Now here, he was looking up in the right direction, and he was seeking that help, and so must we. We must look up and we must seek that help. I heard yesterday Pastor Dowie Haim give a word of testimony in the pulpit, and he said this: his father used to say to him, when you leave the vestry and go to the pulpit, and the pathway for him was a lot further than what it is for me, look up and pray that God would come down. And we're to look up, and we are to pray that God would come and help us. Well, the psalmist was well aware he needed fresh mercy, so he looks up and he makes his plea: cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth. Look up. Is that not what the psalmist did in Psalm 121? I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He looked up. He looked up to the hills. There was the place where God was particularly known. And he was looking to the Lord, particularly himself. Well, we're to look up. And we're to look to the Lord for strength and help. Well, that's the context here. Well, let's come now to verse 9. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. And as a theme this morning, I'd like us to consider, do not leave me, for I am weak. Do not leave me, for I am weak. And we'll consider, first of all, a weak, humble believer. But then secondly, a mighty, gracious God. The psalmist is looking to the Lord, and he knew that he was mighty, and he also knew that he was gracious. He had been gracious and merciful in times past. We have the testimony of experience here in this psalm, where he looks to him now, and he pleads out of his weakness to the Lord, that the Lord in his might would come in a gracious way and help. Well, first of all this morning, a weak, humble believer. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. He was pitied in times past. He so desired the Lord to pity him, because he was in need. Now, when we think of the word pity or compassion, it is for those who are in need. When somebody shows mercy, it's because somebody's in need. And the psalmist was in need. And he looks to the Lord for mercy. He was helped in his younger days. He was helped in his middle years. But now in his old age, he was well aware he needed fresh help, fresh mercies from heaven. He recognizes it here in his old age. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. Thou hast not forsaken me thus far. Do not forsake me now. I need thee. Now, whether you class yourself as someone of older years or middle years or younger years, do you recognize your need of God? Now, notice what the psalmist says here. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. And we can consider old age and the weakness. But there's other times and other seasons in one's life. They may not be of older years, but the strength fails. It's right to recognize that we need the Lord all the time and in different seasons. The psalmist recognized it here in his old age. Do you recognize it? I'm sure those of you who are of older years, you recognize you need the Lord again. We all need him, don't we? Now, we ourselves are so weak and are so dependent on the Lord. And the psalmist recognizes this in his old age. How we need the Lord. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus in John 15, verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I am him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. The Lord makes it plain. Sometimes a believer can forget those words of the Lord. But the Lord makes it plain. Now we can be bringing forth fruit. And that's what we should be doing. We should be displaying the fruits of the Spirit. We should be doing that which is right. And we're to seek to focus on these things. But we're reminded we need the Lord, don't we? We need the Lord in bringing forth fruit and much fruit. Now consider how physically we need the Lord. You recall those words in Acts 17, verse 28, "For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring." We live and move. Children here this morning, the Lord has given us the air to breathe. And he gives us food and drink. He causes the rain to fall and the sun to shine, that the crops might grow. What do we read in Matthew 5, verse 44? "That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust." He sends, and there is provision, and there's life. Man owes his existence here upon earth to God. Now, not many recognize that, do they? But we do. Do we recognize it here this morning? The older we get, we recognize how we need the Lord more and more. We need him physically, do we not? There is the frailty of the flesh. Our bodies slow down. You don't have to be old to feel your body slows down, but the older you get, the more the body slows down. And we need the Lord. Think of the difficulties of old age, as we considered last week. Weakness in the arms, weakness in the legs, so on and so forth. How we need the Lord. We need fresh help. Note these words here. "When my strength faileth," when my strength faileth. The psalmist recognized in his old age he needed God, because his strength was failing. He knew the weakness of old age, the frailty of the body. But there are times, it may not be when we're in the latter years, when we know the frailty of the body. Things are not easy for us. We go through such times. It's not easy, is it? And we can identify here with the psalmist in verse 9. "My strength faileth." Maybe some illness comes, some condition, and it drains you, and you feel your strength being taken away. We know our weakness, do we not, when we think of the body? Yes, there may be times when we feel strong, but it's not long, do we, before we feel weak. And then consider, we get weary, don't we? We get tired. We need sleep. Are we not thankful for those words? "He giveth his beloved sleep." Not many people recognize that, do they? But what a blessing to recognize that. And you bring it into Psalm 4. There are times when we can lie down and sleep. Not always. Sometimes we can't get to sleep. Sometimes our sleep is disturbed. But there are times we go off to sleep, and we recognize God's gracious hand. We need sleep, and he gives us sleep. But then consider further. We get exhausted, and we don't need to be of latter years to get exhausted, do we? Well, the psalmist, he knew his weakness. He had known his weakness in earlier years. He knew his weakness. It may be some sickness comes, and you feel so weak. Something more serious comes, and you're so reminded of the frailty of the flesh. Well, we can think of the weakness we feel in our bodies at times. But the Lord remembers in his mercy. You remember the Lord? He was weary at the well. And when you are weary, the Lord sympathizes. He knew a measure of weakness in his body here upon earth. He sympathizes. Well, we know weakness, do we? Not in our bodies, but also inwardly. And when we consider the weakness that is inward, That affects us more, doesn't it? We feel our strength failing. Sometimes we find it hard to focus on the Lord. We're thankful for the ministry of the Holy Spirit and when our faith is strengthened, but sometimes we find it hard to focus. It's not easy. We find it hard to meditate on the Word. If you go to Psalm 1, many of us learned that psalm from when we were little children. Meditating on the Word day and night. But it's not easy at times, is it? We find our strength failing. And at times we find our strength failing and we find it hard to pray. The body can slow down and we can feel weakness, and that can have an effect on ourselves inwardly. Remember the Garden of Gethsemane? They were weary, were they not, physically? And what did our Lord say in Matthew 26, verse 41 to them? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. There the spirit was willing, but the flesh had an effect. And it made them weary. And instead of watching and praying, which was a spiritual activity, they were asleep. You see, the body can have an effect on us. Weakness in the body can affect us inwardly as well, as we see there in the Garden of Gethsemane. We struggle inwardly. Now turn with me to Psalm 119, verse 25. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. There's the psalmist. Where's his soul? It's on the ground, as it were. He feels so weak. It cleaves unto the dust. You think some of you children, sometimes you lie down. You play a little game, don't you? And you lie down on the floor and you're right there. Well, sometimes the believer inwardly is right there. They feel so weak. Their strength is failing. Then turn with me to Psalm 119, verse 81. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fell for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. There was a soul fainting in the heart of the psalmist. Now it's interesting there. He was hoping in the word, but at the same time, he was fainting. And that's so descriptive. The believer can be looking to the word. Yes, they know the promises. They know that the Lord will support. The Lord will help. The Lord will deliver. He will give grace. They know those words. My grace is sufficient. And yet at the same time, there can be this fainting. This hoping, this belief that God will help and God will deliver, but a fainting. My soul fainteth for thy salvation. You think of someone who faints, and I have to listen to others. I've said this before, I've never fainted myself, so I don't know what it is like to faint, but I listen to others. There's the struggle, there's the weariness, the slowing down, and then there comes the darkness. And when we think of a soul fainting, there's the struggling to focus. It can happen so quickly, and one can faint so quickly as well. There's a weariness, a slowing down. There's a struggling in exercising faith. You think of someone when they faint. Again, I don't know what it's like. But they go out, don't they? And they're not looking with their eye. And when somebody faints within, there's a struggle with the exercise of faith. There's a fainting in the mind. Just turn with me to Hebrews 12, verse 3. For consider him that endureth such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Faint in your minds. How we're to look to the Lord, looking unto Jesus. We're to consider him. But there does come this fainting in the mind, this fainting within. The psalmist speaks of it: my soul fainteth for thy salvation. It's become dark. There's a heavy burden on the mind. And we feel our weakness. When one begins to faint, there's weakness. And when we know a soul fainting, our souls within, we feel the weakness. Listen to the Puritan Thomas Manton. Fainting is proper to the body, but here it is ascribed to the soul, as also in many other places. The apostle saith, let ye be wearied and faint in your minds. A man is weary when the fortitude of his mind, his moral or spiritual strength is broken and begins to abate, when his soul sits uneasy under sufferings, but when he sinks under the burden of grievous, tedious, or long affliction, then he is said to faint. When all the reason and grounds of his comfort are quite spent, and he can hold out no longer, at that time there is great heart affliction. This fainting, one struggling. Yes, they believe. That's not the question, is it? But it's the exercising of faith. And one feels so burdened and weak. Turn with me to Psalm 69, verse 1. Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. My eyes fell while I wait for my God. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I look for some to pity, but there was none. And for comforters, I found them. Broken, weary. He felt so weak. And it may be there's a heaviness in your heart, and you're broken, you're crushed. Just notice verse 2 of Psalm 69. I sink in deep mire. I am come into deep waters. Have you come into deep waters? Are you sinking in the mire? Verse 3. I am weary of my crying. We cry out to the Lord and we shed tears. There are some times when we're weary of that. Not that we don't want to cry to the Lord, but we're so weary because we feel the weakness. We're fainting within. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I'm full of heaviness. That's the soul fainting, isn't it? The psalmist there recognized his weakness. A broken heart, full of heaviness. I looked for some to take pity, but there was none. He felt alone. For comforters, but I found them. Oh, the psalmist there felt his weakness, but we can't pass from that psalm without making this comment, as we know in light of the New Testament. There we see the Saviour. Oh, just listen to Christ through the psalmist. I sink in deep mires. Look at Psalm 40. I am weary of my crying, my throat is dried, mine eyes fell while I wait for my God. He was so weary with his crying. His throat was dried. You know what it's like when your throat is dried? You just can't get many words out. I remember one evening hearing somebody in the house, I didn't realize it was my mother, cooking in the middle of the night. She just got up and did some cooking. Who was that? And I tried to call out, Mum, Dad, and I couldn't get the words out. My throat, as it were, was dry. You can't get the words out. It's the groanings within, isn't it? The Apostle Paul speaks of the believer in prayer. Oh, the psalmist knew it, and the Saviour faced it, and he sympathises. My strength faileth. It's something we know, isn't it? Then Psalm 119, verse 82, it goes on, mine eyes fell for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. Mine eyes fell for thy word. I've been looking, I've been exercising faith, but I'm struggling now. I feel the weakness. And there are times when we feel our faith is small. The Lord comes along and he speaks of that at times, as he did to those disciples. We feel it. Mine eyes fail for thy word. I believe the word. I speak of the word. But mine eyes fail for it. When wilt thou comfort me? Now you notice the word there, when. It wasn't if. He did believe comfort was coming. But he was so weak. He was so struggling to exercise faith. And there are times we do believe comfort will come. We have the promises and we believe them. But in some situations we just feel so weak. We're trying to hang on. But the Lord reminds us he's holding us. But oh, we get there. For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. He remembers, but he's like a bottle in the smoke. We think of an old bottle made of leather. It's been smoked and parched and dry. And we feel the dryness at times, don't we? Years ago, I used to work out in the fields near Petersfield in a place called Liss and Liphook. And day after day, we'd be digging trees in the autumn, and you would look at your hands after a few days. They were so cracked and so dry. And so I used to go and get some hand lotion that my grandfather used to use to put some moisture back into my hands. Dryness. You felt your dry hands. Well, we feel it inwardly, do we not? When my hands were so dry working outside, some days it was painful to move your fingers. And when there's a dryness within our souls, there can be a pain. We feel the pain, the sorrow. One day the present things will be passed away. They will be the former things, but they're the present things. We feel a spiritual dryness, and there's pain within our hearts. That's the weakness. My strength faileth, and there's a mourning. William Cooper wrote, where is the blessedness I knew when first I saw the Lord? Where is the soul refreshing view of Jesus and his word? You see there, he got to a point. Where was it? He felt so dry. He knew the benefit of the soul refreshing view of Jesus and his word, but he felt the dryness. And there are times when we feel the dryness. Where is the soul refreshing view? We can be in the house of God, feeling our weakness, our strength is failing. Where is it? When wilt thou comfort me? He will come. For he takes pity on his weak people. In weakness we cry out for a little reviving of the soul. We don't need gimmicks or entertainment in the church. We want Jesus in the church of Jesus Christ. And so we cry out to the Lord to touch our hearts. Do not we have a desire for the healing of our souls? We read in Psalm 69 of the broken heart of the psalmist. And we look to him who came to heal broken hearts. We look to him. We have a desire for him who is the physician of the soul to come and strengthen us, to heal our broken heart. Now, before we move on, and time has passed so quickly, we feel our weakness in view of the flesh because of the struggles we have, but also in view of the soul, those struggles to pray at times, those struggles to think. But then we also feel our weakness, bringing it all together in view of sin at times, don't we? We're in a battle. And it's not a little skirmish, is it? You think of a little skirmish. What's a skirmish, children? Well, it's just a little fight away from the main battle. It's not the big battle, but just a little skirmish. Maybe it's a little skirmish before the big battle comes. It's not a little skirmish, is it? It's a battle. Paul speaks of it in Romans 7, of that battle. Temptation comes. And what do we pray? Matthew 6, verse 13, lead us not into temptation. Why do we ask the Lord for that? Because we know our weakness. We pray it because we know our weakness. Now, sometimes we hold our ground. We say no. But there's other times when we drop our spiritual sword, the word of God, and we yield to the lust arising within our hearts as the temptation has been presented to us. And we feel our weakness. We can look back how weak we've been at times. We didn't say no. And we're humbled. We're humbled by it, aren't we? And we're reminded of our weakness. But this can be a help to us as we think of the battle in front of us. How we need God. How we need the Lord when we battle with sin. Oh, we need to say no, but sadly we yield. And we're reminded when we're convicted of our sin, of our weakness. And we need that healing, do we not? Psalm 6, verse 1 and 2. O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. There's the psalmist. Particularly he felt weak because of his own sin. Come and heal me. May there be that fatherly forgiveness. That's part of healing, isn't it? But also that strengthening. So I stand. Be strong in the Lord. That's what we're exhorted to do. How we need strength to be strong in the Lord. And we look for it within a battle. Finally, my brethren, says the apostle, be strong in the Lord. And put on the whole armour of God. Oh, how we need the Lord. We're humbled, aren't we? We recognize our weakness. When the Lord comes and he points out some sin, but sadly at times we forget our weakness. So then, how we need the Lord. How we need to humbly recognize our weakness. Yes, we consider in the Church of Jesus Christ, there are stronger ones and weaker ones. But all of us, there is weakness within. And we need the Lord. How we need the Lord, do we recognize that? The psalmist did, verse 9, cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth. He looks back, he has a testimony of experiences. The Lord helped him. What strength the Lord gave. When there was the bear, the lion, I would have run away. David fought with the bear, fought with a lion. You must be given strength to do that. And then there's Goliath. David ran towards him through the strength of the Lord. He could look back, but he knew he needed God to give more strength. To remember him. What do we read here? Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. Do not leave me, Lord. Thou wast with me when I was younger, in my middle years, when I so needed thee. Don't leave me now. And that's our plea. Don't leave me in the battle. Don't leave me when I'm struggling in old age. Don't leave me when my strength is failing in some trial. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not. Do not cast me away. And the Lord, how does he answer that? He reminds us, all that the Father giveth shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. He didn't do it when we went to him through his grace. And he's not turned us away, and he will not turn us away. When our strength is failing. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Here's the psalmist reasoning. I need thee, Lord. That's what he's saying, isn't it? I know my weakness and I need thee. Forsake me not. Now, it's not easy to bear with our weakness. But do you see strength here? He's pleading with the Lord. He's looking to the Lord who is almighty. And that is a sign, in turn, of strength. When we feel our weakness and our need of the Lord, strength can appear because we're going to him. We're not relying on ourselves. There's a particular verse I learnt at the youth meeting. I learnt at Sunday school as well. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understandings. Oh, that I would, and you would do it more often. But when we are in a place when we recognize our weakness, we look to the Lord. And though we may feel weak, actually we're being strengthened when we look to the Lord and we're asking him to help us. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. Forsake me not, Lord. I need thee. And what a blessing we can go to the Father in our weakness, and we can ask him, Lord, stay near, help me. And he's such a gracious Father, isn't he? Such a kind Father. He helps, doesn't he? He does not forget. And he gives us strength. And particularly we focus in light of our hearts, isn't it? How often we have known afresh his grace that is sufficient. My grace is sufficient, he said to the apostle. And the apostle Paul proved it. And we prove it, do we not? He doesn't forsake, no. He remembers. Well, as we close, we'll come back to this next time. Here's the psalmist praying, cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. Remember us, help us. We as the church of Jesus Christ, our strength is small. We feel it, don't we? Our strength is failing. Do not cast us off. We need thee, Lord. If ever there was a day the church needs Jesus Christ, it is this Sabbath day. We need the Lord. Do not cast us away. There's that old book in my study, Holy War. And there's a title and there's a picture below the title. The people are crying. They feel their weakness. Oh, where is Emmanuel? They're reasoning, aren't they? Emmanuel came. Emmanuel strengthened them. What do we read in Jeremiah 14, verse 8? Oh, the hope of Israel, the Saviour thereof in the time of trouble. Why shouldest thou be as a stranger in the land, and as a wayfaring man that turneth aside to tarry for a night? Why shouldest thou be as a man astonied, as a mighty man that cannot save? Yet thou, O Lord, art in the midst of us, and we are called by thy name. Leave us not. There's the people of God as a whole. Leave us not. They're looking to the Lord who is the hope of Israel. Their hope is in him. And that's what we do. But we make our prayer, leave us not. We're so thankful for covenant blessings. We're so thankful for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of the covenant head who has made all things secure. But we still pray, reasoning in view of our weakness, leave us not, Lord. He won't, but we make our prayer as a congregation. We feel our weakness, don't we? We've been through so much. Leave us not. As the Church of Jesus Christ in this nation, we look up to him. Leave us not. We're so weak, and the enemy is so strong. How will he respond? I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. The Lord of hosts, the one with a sword drawn in his hand, is for us, and he will not leave us. We feel our weakness, we make our plea. The Almighty responds, and he comes to our aid. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. Do you feel your strength fails? Remember Peter sinking in the waters. His strength was failing. What happened immediately? the strong arm of Jesus took hold of him. And it's often when we feel our weakness, soon the Lord makes known his strength, and we're able to go on. May the Lord bless his word for his name's sake. Amen. Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, we have thought on those words, and we would reason, cast us not off in the time of old age. Forsake us not, Lord, when our strength faileth. Lord, we would reason because of our weakness, but Lord, we thank thee that thou would never leave us nor forsake us. And thou dost so often prove how strong thou art when we so feel our weakness. O Lord, we look to thee. We feel our weakness, but Lord, that causes us to cry to thee. And though at times we may struggle and our throat is dried in praying and in crying, our prayers are heard. And Lord, often it is from the depths, from feeling our weakness, we make our best prayers to thee. Hear us, O Lord. We thank thee that thou art with us, and thou art remember us, and thou art strengthen us, for thou hast promised. We look to thee. Lord, help us not to go on in any self-strength we think we have. May we think, O Lord, of those words of the Saviour, without me ye can do nothing. We're to be doing. Help us to be looking to Jesus. Help us to be as children, making our plea each and every day, and not ashamed to say, I need thee every hour. Hear us, O God, for Christ's sake. Amen. Amen. We turn to our final praise, Psalm 27, verses 9 to 14. Psalm 27, verses 9 to 14. Far from me hide not thy face, put not away from thee. Thy servant in thy wrath thou hast, an helper being to me. Just see how this psalm fits in, the reasoning here. But then the encouragement, verse 14, wait on the Lord, and be thou strong, and he shall strength afford. In our weakness we wait, and the Lord gives strength. Psalm 27, verses 9 to 14, and the tune is Martyrdom. Yeah. make his face shine upon thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, and give thee peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.